The interactive look and feel of a website could help shape brand perceptions, according to the Science Daily, May 25, 2008. But the opposite is also true if a site has too many interactive features, as the added clutter reduces positive perceptions. Sites with the best perceptions tend to have good content and a moderate level of interactivity. S. Shyam Sundar, professor of film and video and media studies at Penn State, says that just through the presence of such features, people attribute meaning to the content or the nature of the site. One of the easiest ways to add interactive and social components is to add a blog to your website. Your blog is best if it is hosted with and incorporates your domain name as opposed to a subdomain on another hosted site. Blogs are a way for others to see your company's latest thoughts and ideas, plus it lets the user know that the site has an active presence versus a site that is posted and forgotten about by the owner. Search engines also love blogs. Why is that? It's because search engines like content that is regularly updated and will rank updated sites higher than those that are not updated. Search engines also like pages that have inbound links, and the more links that you have to your site from credible sources, the higher your page will rank. It is a practice of bloggers to quote from other blogs and to link to the quoted material, and if they link to your blog, this will drive up your search engine rankings. If you don't have time to blog, adding video to your web pages is an option. The downside here is video costs more than blogging. Some try to cut costs by using Gorilla or Web 2.0 production values, but unfortunately, these low production values can also decrease a brand image. The upside is your video doesn't need to be frequently updated, whereas a blog does. This is John Houghton for New Media Currents.